From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Have you gone organic, Don?
Huh?
You know, when you're shopping for fruits and vegetables, do you buy regular produce or do you buy organic?
Well, the organic stuff is usually more expensive, so I guess I get regular fruits and vegetables.
But aren't you bothered by all the pesticides used by conventional farmers? And don't you want to eat food that's more nutritious?
Hold on a sec. Those are two different things. Yes, I think that pesticides and herbicides can cause problems, especially when it comes to polluting groundwater and rivers and lakes, not to mention my ingesting them. But as far as organic food being more nutritious, I'm not sure about that.
But isn't nutrition the entire point of organic food?
A lot of people think so, but there's no conclusive evidence that organic food contains more vitamins, minerals, or other nutritious compounds than other food.
Really? That seems surprising.
Well, there is some evidence. Some studies have found that organically grown tomatoes have more antioxidants than conventionally grown tomatoes. Do a web search and you'll find plenty of articles claiming that organic foods are more healthful, supposedly because they don't have preservatives and use crop rotation instead of pesticides. But how many of these claims are backed by hard scientific evidence? I don't know. What I do know is that a reputable source, such as the Mayo Clinic website, claims that there's no reason to assume that organic food is more nutritious than other food.
Okay, but organic farmers use only natural pesticides and fertilizer, right?
True. And so there is evidence that organic food is good for the environment. But as for whether it gives us more nutrition, that's still up for grabs.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Alice Fly in Applied Health Science. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.